written by me for About Facts many years ago. The Spirits of the Midwest. I don't know why I feel this way, but for some reason, I think the Midwest has the best ghost stories in the United States. Many of the greatest ghost stories emanated from there. Let's look at some of them. There is one report from each state in the Midwest, but believe me, there are thousands more. The Heartland Ghost, a ghost named Sally, has been causing all kinds of havoc for a few years now. Sally has caused several families to move out of the house by her actions. She repeatedly scratched some of the occupants, and during a filming by the TV show Sightings, she scratched the husband of the family while he was on camera. Sally was a young girl, about 6 years old, who died in the house when it was a doctor's office. The ghost started scaring people in the house about 1993. At first it was just the moving of toys in the nursery, but later, it became a scratching frenzy. Sally only attacks the man of the house. Of all the ghost stories in the Midwest, this one was made the most famous. I guess TV exposure doesn't hurt. Some people find a use for these ghost stories, as did a woman who was accused of stabbing her companion. She reported a ghost did it. Guess where they were staying? They were in a house at Heartland Road. Sounds like Heartland, doesn't it? Could she have been telling the truth? By the way, the address of this house has been kept secret, and it may not reside in the Midwest after all. Lancaster, Ohio, there is a place called the Tavern at the Mill. It has been reported people hear footsteps when no one is there, and employees hear their names being called, still no one is there. Some employees have seen a female ghost walking the area while others hear thumps. This building had formerly been a grain mill. Anderson, Indiana, there is a bridge in Anderson that was the site of a car accident. The legend states that the parties to the accident were removed from the scene. I don't know their condition, but a baby was missed. The child later died. It is said if you travel this bridge, you can hear the crying of the infant. The bridge has been nicknamed the Cry Baby Bridge. Evergreen Park, St. Mary's Cemetery, Illinois, an apparition of a man has been reported staring at drivers passing by on nearby roads. It is said he crouches down when a car approaches, as if to get a better look, then disappears right before their eyes. There is a railroad track nearby, and some bodies were brought in by railroad in the past. Several people were killed near the cemetery, including one of the famous O'Banion brothers in the 20s. He was killed by none other than Al Capone. Another death occurred when two bandits attempted to rob the train on the tracks next to the cemetery, and one was shot dead. Another killing occurred when two men were shot while they were visiting the grave of one of the gangsters buried in the cemetery. Davenport, Scott, City Hall, Iowa, a ghost resides here that has made regular appearances, so much so, he has been named Hal. Hal is found many times in the city council chamber smoking a cigar. Originally, Hal was a citizen that was extremely upset with city government and ran for alderman. He took a tremendous trouncing and lost by a considerable margin. Even though he lost, he attended every city council meeting until his death at 63 by a heart attack. He also goes for walks and has been seen by such notables as the former mayors, who have seen him in their chambers. Central Lake, Murphy's Lamplight Inn, Michigan, the inn was built in the early 1900s. Ghosts have been reported haunting the inn since the 1950s. The owners, customers and employees have all reported seeing two ghosts dressed in the styles of the late 1920s and early 1930s. One ghost is a man and the other a woman. The ghosts have been reported dancing and looking into windows on the second floor. A third ghost, a Mrs. Gill, who was one of the first managers of the inn who died in the early 1950s, is often seen standing in the upstairs window looking out. A ghost in a white dress was reported running through the hall into the bedroom where she disappeared. Chillicothe, Slagle Cemetery, Bridge, Missouri, one of the early settlers of Livingston County was a man named Slagle. He was very wealthy and built a mill. He had several wives and quite a few children, but mysteriously, most of them disappeared. He was believed to have murdered them. He was never charged with murder because there was no law in the area. The first reported murder in the county was committed by Slagle. It was a man. The man's body is buried under the road running past the cemetery. In the cemetery is Slagle's grave along with the graves of his wives and children. There is also a bridge near the cemetery where it is said that one of Slagle's wives hanged herself when she found out her children had been murdered. The bridge contains satanic symbols which were painted on it. Slagle's ghost has been seen many times in the cemetery and where the mill stood. Duluth, Charlie's Club, Minnesota. Charlie's Club is a nightclub that is located in Spirit Valley. Yes, Spirit Valley. It is an old building, about 100 years old. It was formerly a four-story building but now is only a single story. A fire destroyed the upper stories. The bar has a sordid history. Reportedly it was a house of prostitution and a speakeasy among other things. Patrons of the club reported being pushed, but no one was there. When playing pool at the table it is not uncommon to have your stick bumped, yet you might even be playing alone. There is a ghost of an old woman who haunts the club and she only shows herself to men. Employees have heard bathroom doors opening and closing when the bathroom was empty and they have heard the heavy security door swing open violently and slam shut. These last events mostly occur after the club is closed and being cleaned. The club has perimeter alarms which are set when it closes and anyone in those areas would set them off. They never go off when these events take place. Boulder Junction, Stevenson Creek, Wisconsin, there is a wreck of a building in a heavily wooded area. The only things left to show it ever existed are the tall chimney and the basement. The building has been gone now for almost 80 years. The legend says it used to be a bed and breakfast, but one day everyone in the building disappeared and were never heard from again. This included the owners and all the guests. People that have visited the site say they can see ghosts roaming the basement area with some sort of wind swirling around them. There are also reports of ghost children playing by the creek and running through the tall grass.